Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rob Sparing. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. And now, play ball. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by foot for a passed ball. Munday moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Munday moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris strikes out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sparing hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. Cardenal moves to third. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair juggles the ball. That's an error on Blair. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Manguel hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Sparing moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Sparing moves to third. Cardinal moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2. And the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott hits a line drive into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Don Kessinger pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Ray Burris. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockhock moves to third. Trillo moves to second. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockhock scores. Trillo moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Rob Sparing. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trillo scores. It's 3-2, Expos. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from foot and he is out, Mackinnon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Tim Hosley now catching. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manguel moves to second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. Manghul moves to third. Foley moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, steps on third, and throws to Hosley, who tags Manghul for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.